Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 310 for May 11th, 2007, the Radar Watchdog Intrusion Alarm. And now, get ready for Dick! The lights are dim in the gadget warehouse. Not because they like it dark, no, because power doesn't penetrate so deep within the earth. Fortunately, in the warehouse, there are some eyes that see better in the dark than others. Beware the vampire bats and the hooty hoot owls as we enter Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Whoa! I think there's a wolf in here. That's terrifying. What is that? Back, Leo, down, boy, down.
That is my radar watchdog intrusion alarm. Now, wow. It's no longer available from Sharper Image, but I there are other companies making
different.
Whoa! This guy scared me. So you put it behind the door when you go out.
Yeah, that would work.
It can detect motion in front of the door.
Holy camoly.
And the longer the motion stays there, the more vicious the dog gets.
Oh, so it just starts growling at first. Well, that makes it realistic.
See, he does like that first. And then he goes into growling. But if you want, you can... Let me just shut it off. You can have it go into this.
Wow.
That's just like a regular alarm.
But, it doesn't alarm. Sound that loud. It sounds distant.
What, the alarm doesn't?
It does. It doesn't sound. It sounds kind of like it's far away, like the dog next apartment.
That doesn't sound good over my mic?
I think that's maybe why they stopped selling it.
What?
Selling it because it wasn't that scary. Okay. It's like, oh.
Well,
it
you know
like
what?
There's a dog
you
in
know,
the
you could
apartment.
Be right because this is the fourth one. The other three were stolen.
That's New York right there in a nutshell.
I know. I had to stop telling people. I have this neat alarm. It sounds like a dog, but it's really not a dog. And then the next day I came home, it'd be gone.
I put a sign in my car that said no radio. They stole the sign. That's New York right there. Wow, that's funny. Oh, it's louder in person.
It's louder in person, okay. and you have a choice of dogs. You can do.
Do they have Schnauzer, poodle?
No, you
what,
can do
choice like what, like how?
You can do vicious and more vicious.
Oh,
right, or just alarm. And it came with an AC adapter, but also it could be battery operated. Like if you wanted to take it to the office for some reason.
Put it in your car.
Well, you know, for a while I took it to Mad and had it by my door. And
oh, that's funny.
People used to jump a mile. They would
so
walk
it does
by my
work.
Door.
They believe
yeah.
it. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's funny. Saying, get that for the office. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is this? Circa what?
This was, I would say, probably in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it was very, very high tech. And the fact that it could tell a person moving through a door. That was like
that's
very
the
mysterious.
Radar portion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Very mysterious.
It made the rounds of all the shows that I was on, and people were duly impressed. and I couldn't part with it.
And now it's just a lonely gadget.
It's a lonely gadget.
Do you even use it to secure the warehouse?
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But Leo, you saw those doors.
Yeah, nobody's going to hear it. They're going to hear it.
Right. No, I mean... First of all, you have to sign in. You have
to oh, no, you're
go
secure.
Up that creaky yeah. elevator.
Yeah, you're definitely secure.
You have to go through those steel doors.
It was terrifying just going in there, to be honest with you. A dog, nothing. That's
Exactly. Wow. You know, it's so funny because when I said I used it up at Mad Magazine, I don't know why this came up. Annie Gaines, Bill, who's deceased, his wife, who lives in Ireland, was visiting, and we were talking about crazy old things that Gaines did. And when Time Warner took over MAD, they required executives to take an annual physical. And Bill
is such a healthy specimen.
Yes, you know, Bill weighed like 300 pounds. And so he sent someone else. Because I said, Bill, how can you send someone else? And he said, do you think they know what I look like?
Apparently not.
No, apparently not.
This man is a specimen of health. We thought, Mr. Gaines, we didn't realize you're only 31.
Right.
You're so accomplished.
So the funny thing was, after the 60 Minutes piece.
They now know what he looks like.
Yes, Bill called me in and he goes, listen, we got more publicity from MAD than ever. I had known the PR guy on 60 Minutes, and for years I kept saying, do a story on Bill.
Really?
And finally he said, we need a hook. And I think it was MAD's 40th anniversary whatever. And so they did a story, and after the thing aired, Bill said, he said, we got thousands of subscriptions, more mail than we ever had.
He said,
but there's a downside. I said, what's the downside? Now the people at Time Warner, Physica, at the medical department know what I look like, and I can't send Lenny Brenner anymore to take my physical.
That's who he sent?
Yeah. Brenner, and when they found out, they called him up and they said, why would you send someone else? And Bill said, he's in better shape and he likes physicals.
Did he pay him extra or anything?
Well, you know, it was just an executive's had to go through that.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I know.
Lenny Brenner. Was he a writer?
Lenny Brenner was the assistant art director and was marginally in better shape than Bill.
Yeah. You could pass it, but barely.
And, you know, Bill was so overweight. Bill went to a fat farm.
Oh, did he?
And he wanted me, you know, we disagreed on health. I was very against him using a wheelchair. And he said,
because you're very healthy. You get exercise. You could.
Yeah. And I know that, you know, he shouldn't do less. And he said, listen, Annie made me sign into a fat farm. I'm getting people to FedEx me food. Would you be one of those people?
Oh, jeez.
And I said, Bill, I won't. So he went on this trip, and yes, I came back. He said, how was it? He said, I gained 5 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
He got people emailing
him eating more
salamis.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Did he actually ride around in a wheelchair towards the end there?
You know, toward the end, he got a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair, and I said, Billy, no. At least walk to the men's room.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
And he said, I love my chair.
Oh, that's almost given up at that point.
Yeah.
How old was he when he passed away?
Bill was 70.
Yeah.
See, 70.
Man, so, you know, 70's not bad.
Yeah.
He could have had another 10 years maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
These days, 70 is the new 50.
I think you're right. And yeah. I'm hoping 50 is the new 30 because I need some time to work up to 70. Oy, oy, oy.
Anyway.
All right. Well, it's always good to talk to you. I hope you'll have a wonderful.
Did we do
the letters?
Letter?
No, wait a minute.
You know
what am I saying?
You know what?
What
wait a minute.
Saying?
It's today. Oh,
it's
no,
Friday.
We didn't do a letter.
We didn't do a letter. Let's do a letter.
Okay.
Goodness
okay.
gracious. What was I thinking? Letter.
Dick and Leo, help!
Help!
I'm coming down with Leo disease.
Oh, that's bad.
Since listening to your netcast, I bought the Verizon LG chocolate. Oh, you liked the chocolate.
Uh-oh.
Way back when.
Yeah.
I bought the Pico helicopter.
Oh, boy. I hope you didn't listen to the last
pizzazz.
Two.
I love pizzazz.
Yes, good. Pizzazz. Yes.
I purchased the Exacti C40. That was the Sanyo camera.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
Let's see. Da, da, da,
we're trained
da, da, da,
professionals. Don't attempt this at home.
Exactly. I appreciate all your great work. If a cure is developed for this insidious disease, do me a favor. Don't tell me.
Oh, good. He doesn't
cute.
Mind. He likes
he doesn't
stuff.
Mind. He doesn't all mind right. buying stuff. Good. Larry from Harrisburg is smitten with Leo disease.
Yeah. Well, it's not just me, although I think I might buy more stuff than you do.
Probably, but I get more stuff than you do.
You get a lot of stuff, but I end up buying a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, you see now, let's just think about it this way. I spend $25,000 a year going to shows.
Right. Right.
Okay. Now, if you add it up, all you spent.
No, it's not that much.
$3,000, $4,000.
Right. No, you're exactly right. No, you're exactly right.
See?
So you spend that money, you go to those shows so that you can talk me into buying some stuff that you saw at the shows, but at least I don't have to go to the shows. I just listen to you and then I buy it.
That's right. I pre-choose what you should buy.
Yes. Pre-chosen gadgets just for
you. Pre-chosen gadgets.
Pre-chewed gadgets. Think of it that way. You don't even have to, you just swallow. That's all you got to do. And on that disgusting note, let's head out to the weekend.
Please.
We will be back on Monday with a whole slew of new gadgets, and I hope you will come back and join us then. Dick, have a great weekend, will you?
You too. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.